Team news-wise, how are you looking for this match against Carlisle tomorrow?
No injury worries. Apart from Paul Quinn, who's on the bench, who just had a recurrence of the injury he received about 2 weeks ago. So Paul's not available for the bench, but it's very much the same.
Dave Sires, I know I keep banging on about this, but when is he available for this one?
No, Dave is not available. He's had all the tests, he's had all the scans. I'm told it's a bit of bone bruising, which is it's basically causing him a bit of pain. He is running, he is jogging, he's doing a lot of things, but you just get that pain on his when he's extending his running, striding out when the weight is coming down on it. So we'll have to be careful, because if you're not careful over that, it can lead to a fracture, and that's the last thing we want for David.
Is he somebody you expect to see playing again, though, this season?
I'm hoping so, but it's only 2 weeks. Difficult one to say yes or no to, really. He might surprise us, he might rapidly improve, but the assessment we're getting is it's going to be another 2 weeks, I think.
How easy has it been to manage the squad across what has been not only a difficult period, but also a very challenging period in terms of the teams that you faced?
First of all, I think we all have enjoyed being top of the league. I think it's something that, if you can enjoy that, I think the pressures are relieved slightly on you if you're comfortably in the position you're in. And we've been just ticking them over, really, in many ways, because the group is well balanced, well disciplined, and know their jobs. So managing them is just a matter of adding one or two little bits of things here and there.
And it's interesting, isn't it, how those bumps and bruises don't quite hurt so much when you're in a winning team.
Yeah, exactly. And over the last, five games now, we've not had many changes, which is another key component to getting success, is continuity of team selection.
How pleasing for you as a manager is it to have a team in that mode, if you like? There isn't a great deal of stress and strain. There isn't a great deal of injury to contend with. It's just about keeping the pieces working.
Yeah, and when you do, the important thing is as well, when you do make a change in team selection, the players are fully aware of the reasons why you've done it. And I'm open with them. I tell them that. I tell them the day before we're going to play, what the team is going to be. I speak to the players that may be left out to explain the situation, and they're happy with that.
How important was it that across the change, that the change of manager Dean went on to Wolves, you came in, that the players bought into everything you wanted to do? Because you said at the time you wanted to make a change or two and a tinker here and there. How important was it that they bought into that?
It was vital, but some of the changes I've made, they not realise I've made them. they'll find out and realise what it is. But at this moment in time, they're working it out, and it's not a secret. It's not a magic formula, but I think I've mentioned it to you before. I've given them the license to thrill, to excite people, especially going forward, and I think we've shown that.
It's difficult at times, though, isn't it, with the conditions as they are and teams wanting just to sit back and contain Doncaster Rovers.
Well, that's another challenge, being top, that people want to stop you playing, make it difficult for you, want to beat you most certainly. And we've had to contend with that, but because we've got the type of players that we've got, we've been able to overcome it in terms of we can score from most departments, as proved. Our two centre-halves has got us both winners in the last two games. Set plays, how important set plays are, can we make them better? You know, these are the things that we've put in and improved upon, which was already good, and to make us successful.
And Doncaster Rovers this season have had this great knack of grinding teams down, or grinding out a victory when I think you've got, three or four more wins more than most at the top end of the table. How pleasing is that?
It's very pleasing, and when you say that word grinding, it sounds not a nice word, does it? But it's a professional word. It's really been complimentary to us that we are really professional, that we're prepared to be patient. And if it doesn't happen in the first 5 minutes, it might happen in the last 5 minutes. And that's been proved a lot this season, late on in game, that we've won games late on.
It's interesting that you mentioned patience there. it can't happen tomorrow mathematically, but if you win, it can happen on Saturday promotion. How important is it that you are patient and keep your feet kind of on the ground here?
Well, everybody has been since day one when I arrived. Again, the key element is to stay calm. Enjoy the football as much as you possibly can, because I think it'll relieve the pressure then. If you can go out and enjoy it, turn up for training, be ready for training, be prepared in training. And as you can see, they're a good bunch in training, and they're happy and they're enjoying it. They've got a smile on their face, and that tells a thousand stories.
What does it mean to you personally to know that you are almost there in terms of automatic promotion, at least, if not the title itself?
Well, the closer you get, people say, the harder it becomes. I agree with it in a way, but I think it becomes better because you're closer to that finishing point and people are still chasing it. We've done some chasing this year and we've chased them well. Because at one stage, I think we were second with a 7-point gap, I think it was. And suddenly, in a matter of a month, that disappeared. And we went down to third, I think it was, at one stage. Did we go down to third at one stage? And that gap had gone over a period. And we stay calm. But let's chase again. We've been up there. Let's start chasing again. Now we've been at the top for, 7 weeks? Mm-hmm. And we're still there. And I'm confident we can stay there.
I think there's only yourself and Tranmere that have held the lead in the table for any great length of time. Them, of course, in the first 3 or 4 months of the season, but by and large in the second, Doncaster Rovers.
In that final furlong, that's where it matters, to be on top. That's the key to it, in that final furlong. Other people chasing you. And we've still got something left yet. I said that. We'll finish with a sprint, and I'm sure we will do.
In terms of your own career, to lead this team to promotion, and well, we're the title as well, let's be honest, that's coming, isn't it, shortly. Where would that rank for you?
Well, I'm not, it's a first, it's unique for me, and something that I'm thoroughly enjoying, there's no doubt about it. I've had promotions in the past, but not into the championship, so it's something I'm relishing, really.
And how important is it against Carlisle that the fans turn out to see what's being built here?
Well, they've been fantastic the last two home games, haven't they? The turnout has improved, and they're looking forward to helping us gain what we want to achieve, and that's getting into a good division, a very good division. And I think we can do that. It's a different type of game against Carlisle because they're safe now. Greg's done particularly well there. They looked as if they were struggling at one stage. They got some good young players. They're developing some good young players, and they'll come to the game and they'll be relaxed. So we've got a different sort of game to play against. Tranmere, Swindon, our rivals, they had more to lose than us, and we won both games, grinding it out, but professionally. And so it'll be a different element to the game against Carlisle.
So do you think that they are, because they're unbeaten in four now, so they're just about there, aren't they? There's no real worries for them. How would you assess how they play? What kind of threats do they have?
They're a good young side. They're well organised. They play a 4-3-3 in possession. They've got some good wide players. Strike is a good player. I like the striker, Miller. He can be a threat. And they've got some young, energetic, fresh legs in midfield. So it's a decent combination Greg has got.
Do you think it's been perhaps a disappointing year for them? Because they were there or thereabouts for the playoffs last year, but it's dipped for them this year, hasn't it?
Well, I think everybody would have started the season had aspirations of getting near the playoffs. Greg, as I say, is a young manager, but he's done well there. And probably on a limited budget. But they're safe now. I think everybody's start the season, let's get safe, and then they are. The 51 points will make it comfortable for them.
Just finally then, in light of the fact that Doncaster Rovers are seemingly heading to the championship, it would take something dramatic now for that not to happen. What plans in place do you have for next season? Because you will obviously get a head start, won't you?
Oh, my plans are in from day one. I know exactly what I want. If you're talking about I know exactly the players that I want. And the short-term and the long-term future of Doncaster. It's in my plans, the board know that.
Is it a situation where you would envisage a handful of players coming in, a big change around?
No, not really. But like, it's all been put forward to the board already, and we'll see what happens.
Are you going to get your future thrashed out here now and say, look, come on, I want that 2 or 3 year contract?
I can't answer that because my contract... Look, I took a contract on knowing that it finished on April the 28th. And that's how I'm quite comfortable with that. I said that from day one. Let's look at it at that particular time, see where we are. And that's okay for me. Some managers only get 10 games.